Listen to God's Word for May 19th. Today's reading includes Psalms 41 and 42 and 2 Samuel 22 and 23. May God bless this reading of His Word. Psalm 41, for the choir master, a psalm of David. Blessed is the one who cares for the poor. The Lord will deliver him in the day of trouble. The Lord will protect and preserve him. He will bless him in the land and refuse to surrender him to the will of his foes. The Lord will sustain him on his bed of illness and restore him from his bed of sickness. I said, O Lord, be gracious to me. Heal me, for I have sinned against you. My enemies say with malice, When will he die and be forgotten? My visitor speaks falsehood. He gathers slander in his heart. He goes out and spreads it abroad. All who hate me whisper against me. They imagine the worst for me. A vile disease has been poured into him. He will never get up from where he lies. Even my close friend whom I trusted, the one who shared my bread, has lifted up his heel against me. But you, O Lord, be gracious to me and raise me up, that I may repay them. By this I know that you delight in me, for my enemy does not triumph over me. In my integrity you uphold me and set me in your presence forever. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. Amen and amen. Psalm 42, for the choir master, a maskil of the sons of Korah. As the deer pants for streams of water, so my soul longs after you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, the living God. When shall I come and appear in God's presence? My tears have been my food both day and night, while men ask me all day long, Where is your God? These things come to mind as I pour out my soul. How I walked with the multitude, leading the procession to the house of God with shouts of joy and praise. Why are you downcast, O my soul? Why the unease within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise Him for the salvation of His presence. O my God, my soul despairs within me. Therefore I remember you from the land of Jordan and the peaks of Hermon, even from Mount Mizar. Deep calls to deep in the roar of your waterfalls. All your breakers and waves have rolled over me. The Lord decrees His loving devotion by day, and at night His song is with me, as a prayer to the God of my life. I say to God my rock, Why have you forgotten me? Why must I walk in sorrow because of the enemy's oppression? Like the crushing of my bones, my enemies taunt me, while they say to me all day long, Where is your God? Why are you downcast, O my soul? Why the unease within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise Him, my Savior and my God. 2 Samuel 22. And David sang this song to the Lord on the day the Lord had delivered him from the hand of all his enemies and from the hand of Saul. He said, The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. My God is my rock, in whom I take refuge, my shield, and the horn of my salvation. My stronghold, my refuge, and my Savior, you save me from violence. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. For the waves of death engulfed me. The torrents of chaos overwhelmed me. The cords of Sheol entangled me. The snares of death confronted me. In my distress I called upon the Lord. I cried out to my God. And from his temple he heard my voice, and my cry for help reached his ears. Then the earth shook and quaked. The foundations of the heavens trembled. They were shaken because he burned with anger. Smoke rose from his nostrils, and consuming fire came from his mouth. Glowing coals blazed forth. He parted the heavens and came down with dark clouds beneath his feet. He mounted a cherub and flew. He soared on the wings of the wind. He made darkness a canopy around him, a gathering of water and thick clouds. From the brightness of his presence, coals of fire blazed forth. The Lord thundered from heaven. The voice of the Most High resounded. He shot his arrows and scattered the foes. He hurled lightning and routed them. The channels of the sea appeared, and the foundations of the world were exposed at the rebuke of the Lord, at the blast of the breath of his nostrils. He reached down from on high and took hold of me. He drew me out of deep waters. He rescued me from my powerful enemy, from foes too mighty for me. They confronted me in my day of calamity, but the Lord was my support. He brought me out into the open. He rescued me because he delighted in me. The Lord has rewarded me according to my righteousness. He has repaid me according to the cleanness of my hands. For I have kept the ways of the Lord, and have not wickedly departed from my God. For all his ordinances are before me. I have not disregarded his statutes. And I have been blameless before him, and kept myself from iniquity. So the Lord has repaid me according to my righteousness, according to my cleanness in his sight. To the faithful you show yourself faithful. To the blameless you show yourself blameless. To the pure you show yourself pure. But to the crooked you show yourself shrewd. You save an afflicted people. But your eyes are on the haughty to bring them down. For you, O Lord, are my lamp. The Lord lights up my darkness. For in you I can charge an army. With my God I can scale a wall. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is flawless. He is a shield to all who take refuge in him. For who is God besides the Lord? And who is the rock except our God? God is my strong fortress, and he makes my way clear. He makes my feet like those of a deer, and stations me upon the heights. He trains my hands for battle. My arms can bend a bow of bronze. You have given me your shield of salvation, and your gentleness exalts me. You broaden the path beneath me, so that my ankles do not give way. I pursued my enemies and destroyed them. I did not turn back until they were consumed. I devoured and crushed them so they could not rise. They have fallen under my feet. You have armed me with strength for battle. You have subdued my foes beneath me. You have made my enemies retreat before me. I put an end to those who hated me. They looked, but there was no one to save them, to the Lord, but he did not answer. I ground them as the dust of the earth. I crushed and trampled them like mud in the streets. You have delivered me from the strife of my people. You have preserved me as the head of nations. A people I had not known shall serve me. Foreigners cower before me. When they hear me, they obey me. Foreigners lose heart and come trembling from their strongholds. The Lord lives, and blessed be my rock. And may God, the rock of my salvation, be exalted. the God who avenges me and brings down nations beneath me, who frees me from my enemies. You exalt me above my foes. You rescue me from violent men. Therefore, I will praise you, O Lord, among the nations. I will sing praises to your name. Great salvation he brings to his king. He shows loving devotion to his anointed, to David and his descendants forever. 2 Samuel 23. These are the last words of David. The oracle of David, son of Jesse, the oracle of the man raised on high, the one anointed by the God of Jacob, and the sweet psalmist of Israel. The Spirit of the Lord spoke through me. His word was on my tongue. The God of Israel spoke. The Rock of Israel said to me, He who rules the people with justice, who rules in the fear of God, is like the light of the morning at sunrise of a cloudless dawn, the glistening after the rain on the sprouting grass of the earth. Is not my house right with God? For he has established with me an everlasting covenant, ordered and secured in every part. Will he not bring about my full salvation and my every desire? But the worthless are like thorns raked aside, for they can never be gathered by hand. The man who touches them must be armed with iron or with the shaft of a spear. The fire burns them to ashes in the place where they lie. These are the names of David's mighty men. Josheb-Bashibeth, the Tachimonite, was chief of the three. He wielded his spear against 800 men, whom he killed at one time. Next in command was Eleazar, son of Dodo, the Ahohite. As one of the three mighty men, he went with David to taunt the Philistines who had gathered for battle at Pass Damim. The men of Israel retreated, but Eleazar stood his ground and struck the Philistines until his hand grew weary and stuck to his sword. The Lord brought about a great victory that day. Then the troops returned to him, but only to plunder the dead. And after him was Shammah, son of Agi, the Hararite. When the Philistines had banded together near a field full of lentils, Israel's troops fled from them. But Shammah took his stand in the middle of the field, defended it, and struck down the Philistines. So the Lord brought about a great victory. At harvest time, three of the 30 chief men went down to David at the cave of Adullam, while a company of Philistines was encamped in the valley of Rephaim. At that time, David was in the stronghold, and the garrison of the Philistines was at Bethlehem. David longed for water, and said, "Oh, that someone would get me a drink of water from the well near the gate of Bethlehem." So the three mighty men broke through the Philistine camp, drew water from the well near the gate of Bethlehem, and brought it back to David. But he refused to drink it. Instead, he poured it out to the Lord, saying, "Far be it from me, O Lord, to do this. Is this not the blood of the men who risked their lives?" So he refused to drink it. Such were the exploits of the three mighty men. Now Abishai, the brother of Joab and son of Zeruiah, was chief of the three. And he lifted his spear against 300 men, killed them, and won a name along with the three. Was he not more honored than the three? And he became their commander, even though he was not included among the three. And Benaiah, son of Jehoiada, was a man of valor from Kabzeel, a man of many exploits. He struck down two champions of Moab, and on a snowy day he went down into a pit and killed a lion. He also killed an Egyptian, a huge man. Although the Egyptian had a spear in his hand, Benaiah went against him with a club, snatched the spear from his hand, and killed the Egyptian with his own spear. These were the exploits of Benaiah, son of Jehoiada, who won a name alongside the three mighty men. He was most honored among the 30, but he did not become one of the three. And David appointed him over his guard. Now these were the members of the 30. Asahel, the brother of Joab, Elhanan, son of Dodo of Bethlehem, Shammah the Herodite, Elikah the Herodite, Helez the Paltite, Ira son of Ikesh the Tekoite, Abiezer the Anathothite, Mabunai the Hushathite, Zalmon the Ahohite, Mahorai the Netophathite, Heled son of Baana the Netophathite, Ittai son of Ribai from Gibeah of the Benjamites, Benaiah the Pirathonite, Hidai from the brooks of Gaash, Abi-Albon the Arbathite, Asmaveth the Barhumite, Eliaba the Shealbanite, the sons of Jashon, Jonathan son of Shammah the Hararite, Ahiam son of Sharar the Hararite, Eliphelet son of Ahazbi the Maacathite, Eliam son of Ahithophel the Gilonite, Hezro the Carmelite, Peori the Arbite, Igal son of Nathan of Zobah, Bani the Gadite, Zelek the Ammonite, Nahari the Beerothite, the armor-bearer of Joab son of Zeruiah, Ira the Ithrite, Gareb the Ithrite, and Uriah the Hittite. There were 37 in all. Thanks for listening, and join us tomorrow as we listen to God's Word. Questions or comments? Email us at info@listentogodsword.org.